Well, let's talk about the Lord and the work of the Lord. There's been a long war against God, and there are real enemies. Behind all those enemies, you find the devil. We read about his being cast out of heaven in the 14th chapter of Isaiah, and the battle begins. The battle begins. The war against God and Satan and all his forces, and the Lord moving through his people, giving us his word, the completed written revelation of God's word, to do battle with the devil and the world and the flesh. So there is a real God and there's a real enemy. We must understand how God made us. God made us in his image. His image is stamped on us. And that was the first casualty in this long war that the devil waged against the crown of God's creation. God made us spirit, soul, and body. In our spirit, we have a conscience. In our soul, we have intellect, emotion, and will. I want you to remember that. Intellect, emotion, and will. In our body, we have five senses, our gates. And when we are to worship the Lord, the only true and living God, we're to worship God in our spirit. But we're dead. We're dead in our trespasses and sins. And no one can worship the Lord as that person should be worshiping the Lord until he or she is born again, until they're made alive, quickened from the dead, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, so that the living Christ who lives in them enables them to be a worshiper of the true and living God. And out of that worship grows all of our work for the Lord, honoring Him and bringing glory to Him. Now, the war is going on. There are many people who think the greatest enemies we face are enemies of other religions. But I want you to think seriously about this, and we'll continue with this in other discussions as we talk. But the real trouble we're facing is within professing Christianity. The real enemy is coming as people stoop to something other than true worship, which Jesus said, if we're going to truly worship the Lord, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I want to talk more to you about that, and I hope you'll watch and listen.